For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. Wisconsin will soon have a new governor. Tony Evers defeated Scott Walker in yesterday's election with 50% of the vote. Walker received 48%. Senator Tammy Baldwin defeated challenger Leah Vukmir by 10 percentage points, 55-45%. In a very close race for Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call defeated Brad Schimmel, 50-49%. In the Secretary of State election, incumbent Democrat Doug LaFollette defeated Republican Jay Schrader. For State Treasurer, Democrat Sarah Godlewski defeated Republican Travis Hartwig, 51-47%. Yesterday was Election Day in Wisconsin's first election district. Brian Stile defeated Randy Bryce to fill Paul Ryan's seat. In the 5th District, Jim Sensenbrenner will go back to Congress for his 41st year after defeating Tom Pauzowitz. And in other congressional races, Republican incumbents Glenn Grothman, Sean Duffy, and Mike Gallagher all defeated their Democratic challengers and will head back to the House of Representatives for another term. The most recent Marquette Law School poll was close to the final result, but not exact. In the poll that came out last week, Evers and Walker were tied at 47%. In the unofficial tallies of yesterday's ballots, Evers defeated Walker by 2 percentage points, 50-48. The Bucks lost to the Trailblazers last night. The final score was 118-103. They have tonight off, then go to Oakland tomorrow night to play the league champion Golden State Warriors. Wisconsin will soon have a new governor. Tony Evers defeated Scott Walker in yesterday's election with 50% of the vote. Walker received 48%. Evers is presently the state's superintendent of public instruction. Walker received national attention in 2011 when he signed Act 10, which ended collective bargaining for teachers and other public employees. The most recent Marquette Law School poll was close to the final result, but not exact. In the poll that came out last week, Evers and Walker were tied at 47%. In the unofficial tallies of yesterday's ballots, Evers defeated Walker by 2 percentage points, 50-48. With the results of yesterday's elections, the landscape has shifted for Wisconsin Republicans. Once at the forefront of the conservative wave, Scott Walker, Paul Ryan, and Reince Priebus have all receded from positions of government power. Walker is out of office for the first time since 1993. Ryan is resigning from Congress after 20 years in office, and Priebus is on the lecture circuit. Tonight, clearing skies, lows in the upper 20s. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow mix, highs only in the mid-30s. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.